we'll get started in a minute after everybody gets here, guys. We're not going to be bringing up any speakers today, just so everybody is aware. We do have some things that we would like to say, and then Dale would like to talk about what has happened and how that affects our community. So we'll get started here in just a minute, guys. Okay, I think everybody that's coming is probably here. So we were not going to have a Sunday brunch space today because we, myself and Deb and Winnie, have been just so physically and mentally and emotionally unwell this last week. And we just didn't have it in us to give you guys the type of Sunday brunch that you deserved. And we didn't want to half-ass it. So we were just going to cancel Sunday brunch today. And then I just, losing Aaron has been weighing really heavily on me. Just because so many of us are in such dire straits and we're so sick and we're so alone. And while Aaron is not part of the long COVID community, she is part of the disability community, and that is our community. So when something happens to somebody in our community like this that could have been prevented, it weighs really heavy on my heart because we're one bad day away from it happening to any of us. And that makes me really sad because there's so many things that could have been done. There were so many opportunities to help her. And because of the failures of bureaucracy and government and community, she's no longer here. And it didn't have to be that way. And it's happening so often in the disability community and in the long COVID community because people are desperate and they're alone and they're scared and they don't have the resources that they need to just survive. And it's, they feel like it's the only option. And it should never be, that should never be the only option. And the fact that we're just letting it happen, and that the government is more than content to let it be the only option, it's really, it's heartbreaking. And so just out of respect to Aaron, and for the loss and the grief in our community that is being experienced because of this, I just wanted to hold space and acknowledge that. And I asked Daniel if, or Dale, sorry. He said, I've been having a really bad week, guys. I asked Dale if he could please say a few words about, you know, things that we can do to help prevent this within our community, and how suicide impacts our community specifically because of the type of illness that we live with. So I'm going to turn it over to Dale, and then we're going to have a moment of silence for Aaron. Thanks, guys.
Wow, this is a lot. And Caffeinate and Deborah and Winnie, I love you. And stay strong. I know you guys are down, and you too, Dave, down. Damn it. And, having the crystal ball really sucks at times because there's a lot of responsibility in it, and and a lot of similarities and patterns. And I already know what's coming, and I've already warned. We've had Daniel in this community screaming for, you know, on the medical side, you know, we're killing our children. We're killing, you know, and, you know, or some people that sounds outrageous, but he's true. He's been right down the line. And now it's my turn to step in. And I am unfortunately, there's some things I said, you know. Our 2020 patient population is very, very sick. And I'm not here to protect anyone. I'm here to draw boundaries and say we don't do behaviors anymore like we used to do because we're too sick to handle it. And also I said the bullying and the harassing and nonstop, someone's going to die from it. And someone has. And they knew how to do it. Erin was beautiful. She was someone who helped in the community. Erin was a go-getter. But Erin had her problems too. And she knew it. She understood her. I'm going to get all the letters wrong. And you just have to excuse me. But she understood her mental illness. She understood her ADHD rage. She made a flyer up. Introducing herself and saying what her triggers were, and this is how you help me, this is who you to call if I get out of hand. And so she specifically had everything lined up, and this person went in and used every single one of them against her and triggering her, you know, and then not sending the messages. So they went in, and it's just not fair. And she screamed out for help. She really, really did. And so there's just like no help on that. We need, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering. There's not a whole lot there. And we need to see this case go through because it is a case and it's up in Canada. And so, but I want to see it go through the proper authorities and see what type of resolution this is, because this is very dangerous territory. It's not fair to come in and prey on somebody and their mental illness. And someone did that clearly. And once again, I said with our patient population, we are neurologically damaged from this virus. We are brain damaged. And we have many, many studies that show that. And then also on top of that, it's created PSTD and some other things we never had before too, and we're trying to get a handle on that also. And so for people to come in and attack us, and you don't see it directly, it comes in from the sides, and it's just not fair. And to be able to call that out and have nothing done, it's been very heartaching. We have, you know, reported it. We have, you know, said this isn't fair. And it's just coming down to a couple people in our community that, and we've asked for it to stop. Please stop. This, you know, it's going to push someone to the result where they're going to commit suicide. And so here we are where it actually has happened. And now we're dealing with the sicker patient population. The 2020 crowd is, I'm sorry, very sick and really can't handle that. I'm going around again. What can we do? We can be very supportive of those people. We can try and help them. We can, you know, we've tried calling the authorities. We've tried everything. So I'm at a loss of what we can do. I guess keep on reporting it and stick with each other and make sure we have buddy systems and make sure we have our friends there that we're talking to and understand that, hey, I got your back. I'm right here with you. And lean on those folks and say, man, it's getting in my head. It's getting in my head, you know, and have your support team talk you down. It's not your fault that someone is attacking you. It's not someone's your fault that they're coming in and teasing you. It's not your fault that you've put up every barrier possible and they're still able to get in and around. And so, and folks aren't able to see that from the front side. They can't see that. And it's just like, how do you say, well, you know, they're doing it and they're like, well, where's the proof? Where are the receipts? And you only have like a slide of receipts, a slide of proof, or it's just, it takes a full team around you when this happens, and you got to call in. Erin has, you know, a very good, solid people around her who care and love, and love her. And so it's, we've really got to lean into the people that, you know, can hold us together. And I'm sorry, that's the only thing that I have to offer and say. Because like I said, I've watched people report. I've watched people go to the police. I've watched all the normal things happen and nothing has happened. Nothing, not a report, nothing. And so it's very frustrating. So do we need to push special legislation? And it's just like, God, I'm sick. I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to push, you know, for medical, trying to push for peer support, you know, and we have this fight all the way around us, but the harassment is not what we need, and we need to be able to find a way to mute it and stop it. So I wish I have a solution here. I don't. My solution is we got to stick together and keep doing what we need to do. And you know, for Erin, I'm what a blessing. Like I said, she did a lot in the community. She did a lot in the community spaces and helping people. And so it's usually our helpers who end up taking their lives. It's usually the people on the front lines who end up taking their lives. It's the ones that are smiling and, you know, and joking around. Those are the ones who are taking their lives because they're masking and hiding it. And so we got to remember to take care of those people who are also taking care of the folks out there and who are taking care of us. It's not easy to do. But to have online harassment, that's another level, you know. And that definitely got in her head. And it does. It has a way of getting in your head. And folks who do that know that. And they take advantage at certain times and certain issues. And so, you know, we really have to have a support system around this so we're just not so alone. And one way we can talk with the authorities and take this more seriously, you know, we've got to have a better support system than what we have right now. So, and I hope we can get that, you know, out of this because, again, it's, you know, so we got some sick members in this community. And, you know, we're getting ready for the end of life and we need respect and we need understanding and we need compassion. And sometimes those folks lash out, but we have to understand that's just the last, that's just the last fuck you as they're going out, you know? Can hold some space for that. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, we can. So, and I just want people to know how delicate this situation is. It's very delicate, and we got to treat it as such and savor every moment that we have right now. And, yeah, that's what I have to say.
Thanks, Dale. I just, I want people to know that Erin was a big force of the disability community here on Twitter. And I know that the people that she was close to are probably going to be doing a lot of virtual memorials and vigils and stuff like that, because she was also COVID conscious. So I feel like that is something that they are going to do. And if you guys could just make sure to support them when you see them, make sure that you share them with the rest of the community so that we can show solidarity and support, because this is going to be a big hurt for a lot of people, and it's going to have widespread ripples and impact. And we just need to make sure that we are there for each other. And sorry. And that we just really show empathy and compassion and support for each other right now. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to have a minute of silence. And then we'll close out the space. Okay. I just want to read the poem that Erin posted. This was her last post. So I'm just going to read this because I feel like it's a really important message. And if more people had heeded this before, she would still be here. It says, keep loving through the violence. Keep loving through the hate. Keep loving through the silence. Keep loving through the debate. Keep loving through confusion. Keep loving through regret. Keep loving through the madness. Keep loving through the mess. Keep loving through forgiveness. Keep loving through the threats. Keep loving through indifference. Keep loving through distress. Keep loving through the changes. Keep loving through the death. Keep loving until loving is the only thing that's left. I just want to thank everybody for coming, and I hope that you guys will really just show compassion to somebody today. That's it. That's all I ask. Just do something kind for somebody else today. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for coming.